The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joined now by David M. Drucker of the Washington Examiner, CNN. And David, the president's got to be quite pleased with the generally very good reviews of the speech last night, do you think?
Well, it's amazing what people think of a speech when it's handled properly.
Yeah, he did. It was well presented. It was well choreographed. It was well written. And in fact, I always wait a day or two to figure out what resonates and lifts. I think this is what's going to stick with us. Cut number eight. Cut number eight.
Ultimately, it is up to the people of Afghanistan to take ownership of their future, to govern their society, and to achieve an everlasting peace. We are a partner and a friend, but we will not dictate to the Afghan people how to live or how to govern their own complex society. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
Right there, David. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists. Seems to me to be a recognition that we're the top cop and the top target, and that ain't going to change.
You know, that's interesting. I mean, I think that the whole speech was remarkable in that the president showed a willingness to break from his campaign rhetoric and even acknowledged that some of his campaign rhetoric and his thinking before he entered the White House was misguided. To me, the clip that hit me the most was when he said that he liked to go with his gut, but then once you become president, you realize maybe you don't know what you're talking about. You readjust, and he did that. And I think that with the speech last night, I think we saw maybe the president he's capable of being. I've been saying for the last couple of days that we should reserve analysis overall until after this evening's rally in Phoenix, where there's a good chance we'll see the other side of Trump, the president that makes it hard for him to bring more people along than the people that already like him. But the substance of last night's speech, I think, from a foreign policy and military perspective, was right on in that he recognized that sometimes you just have to stay because that's actually in the interests of securing the homeland. And and that is a 180-degree switch from everything he's said as a private citizen and as a presidential candidate. And I imagine, although I'm sure a lot of the Republicans that he beat are happy with the policy adoption, that they're sitting there shaking their head going, well, these were the things that we were saying.
Well, the people are unhappiest.
He knows what we know.
The people who are unhappiest with the speech are President Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Ben Rhodes, because the president quite rightly blasted the precipitous withdrawal from Iraq in 2011 as a mistake that cannot be repeated, that led to the finding of ISIS. By the way, isn't it interesting to have a president that says ISIS like the rest of the country as opposed to ISIL, which was the West Wing vanity? It's one of those small changes for which I am thankful that we just have someone not trying to impose what is in essence an elitist term, although there are Republicans who use it too, but people call it ISIS. So call it ISIS. And I like that part, but I thought it was pretty hard hitting at the last administration. Did you notice that, David Drucker?
Yeah, I did. And in that regard, President Trump was following in the footsteps of his predecessor, who was very, very tough on Bush. You know, I think a lot of people forget Bush campaigned in the 2000 campaign against Clinton's nation building. And it was only after 9/11 that he, and it didn't work out the way they had hoped, that they thought that if they created democracies, then they wouldn't be breeding grounds for terrorists and we wouldn't have to stay. And obviously that didn't work. And so the president is, I think, looking in a sense to the model that we have in Europe, in the Korean Peninsula. We never left. We have thousands of troops there, and it worked out pretty well. And it was a change from who he was on the campaign trail. It was a good change.
It's a good change.
To me, that was the most interesting thing.
It is a good change. Quickly got to close with a comment about the Menendez trial, which is underway. Can Menendez stay in the Senate if he's convicted?
Really good question. I mean, in theory, I guess they'd have to remove him if he didn't want to resign. I'm not sure exactly.
I think it would be a party line vote. I can't believe the Democrats would want to give up the seat to Chris Christie's appointee. But I don't think if you're convicted of a felony, I don't think you can stay in the Senate. I mean, not for political reason. That seat is tortured. That's the Torricelli seat, right? That's the corrupt seat in Congress. And so, but people are unaware that that's out there, David Drucker, that a United States senator is on trial for felonies.
I know. It's a big undercover story, just given everything that's been going on. It'll probably see a little bit more light of day in September.
What do you think about the possibility the president goes high tonight, that he announces, I'm going to go for my fence, but a DACA bill that is legal, not an executive overreach. Come hither, Democrats, and work with me. Let's secure the border and the future of these kids.
Highly doubt it.
Okay.
That's why I'm reserving analysis on Monday night until after Tuesday night, just to get the full breadth of who we're dealing with this week.
All right, we will see. Next week. We will see. Take care, my friend. David M. Drucker.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.